Happy New Year's, fight fans, and welcome to What's on Fight, the award show. And I am Finn Fish, and my co-host is none other than Mr. Forfro. Hey, Mr. Forfro, what's going on, man?
Happy New Year, Finn. How's the New Year, the brand new New Year treating you so far?
I drink every day of the year. I live in Las Vegas, so nah, nothing much changes for me. You got any resolutions this year?
You know, not really, because I like to try to just stay on a consistent basis with everything. What do they say? If you do something X amount of times, it becomes a habit. I don't know what the cliche is. I think, is it like if you do something like 23 times or something like that? There's a cliche. I forget what it's called, but it's something like that. So that's just the big thing. You know, some of the, of course, things that we all try to work, you know, lose weight, get in better shape, eat healthier, all that kind of stuff like that. But, you know, it's a balance. I think your whole life just needs to be balanced and just try to make everything happy, everything cool. I know, trying to do what I can.
My resolution, I usually pick the same one. Stop smoking. I don't smoke, so it's always easy. I pick something I can do. I smoke rarely ever, and that's probably a cigar as I'm, you know, sitting on the Vegas Strip with my feet up and all that. But other than that, I always pick something very easily to do. So I really don't take those things too seriously, because if I wanted to do it, I would already have done it. I'm not going to wait to the beginning of the year to pick something to do. So, before we get to the award shows, Mr. Forfro didn't know this one was coming here, but I was planning on doing this show, this whole series of What's on Fight, all by myself. And I'm glad that Mr. Forfro had stepped in to want to do this. I'm really not picky, but I do watch a lot of wrestling. I watch it closely. And not a lot of people see the way I watch wrestling. But as I see some of the comments that Mr. Forfro makes about things that he sees and stuff like that, I think we're a very good matchup and seeing the little things that people miss, the little incorrections that, you know, that happen on accident or happen on purpose. So I'm glad to have a partner on this show that doesn't think exactly like me, but has the same mindset, I should say, as me. So thank you for, doing this show with me.
Well, you're welcome. I really appreciate it. I want to say thank you for, of course, having me on, just a little behind the scenes. I kind of mainly do a lot of the kind of like help, you know, helped getting when we first started, we didn't really take any notes collectively. So kind of suggested to do a little more of that. I'm kind of a little more detail oriented kind of stuff like that. And then when it comes to producing and putting the podcast together, that's all Finn's work. He's got the login to get it up to the Trending Topics Network, all that kind of good stuff. But I really appreciate giving the feedback. I kind of sometimes look at like a lot of those little simple things, just kind of presentation, because like I said in our last episode of What's on Fight, this is about being entertained. You know whether you're watching something for free, paying for something, you know, getting it worth your time is the most important thing. So yeah, I really appreciate that. And thank you and everything. So, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, he didn't know that one was coming, but I was saving that one up for him. You know,
yeah.
Especially this is a special show or award show.
Yeah, this wasn't scripted. This is something I didn't get into our show notes for today.
But we just picked like just random weird categories, so that, you know, the stuff that we like, stuff we didn't like, some stuff we want to see more of. But let's just get into some of the categories.
Yeah, and it's not going to be a comprehensive a list. Like we have to pick the best this, the worst this, the everything like that. It's just kind of more of, oh, I think that person or that promotion or that thing deserves this award, and they're just totally made up. So, you know, some of the big awards like the best promotion are going to be there and things of that nature. And so since we're only 12 episodes in, the awards are going to be kind of a smaller list. So this time next year, the list will be much, much bigger. And so the episode next year will be a little bit longer. But this is just some kind of our quick little thoughts about the few episodes that we've watched so far since the beginning of the show.
All right. And start off with our first category, the funniest promotion. In,
or, yeah, is... funniest or funnest promotion that you could we could just plain out watch for pure, unfiltered, unadulterated enjoyment.
Goofiness, whatever you like to enjoy. We both picked the same. None other than Wrestlelicious.
Yes, Wrestlelicious, the promotion that was started by the guy that won the lottery and wanted to start his own female wrestling promotion variety show. I guess is the best way to explain it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's fun. And I haven't had a chance to swing around and watch any more episodes, but looks like they got some a lot of stuff up there. And, you know, they do have a cryptic Twitter post out there saying that we're coming back, and I'm more than excited to see what they can do. So,
yeah, and then our second award, I guess, as well, is a tie because we only had one of them. Our best holiday or themed show, and that was our Halloween Spooktacular. Yeah. And so, you know, it was a pretty fun show, a little dressing up by the characters on there. So that's, you know, nothing for me more to say about that one. But
yeah, and it was mainly because because we are such a new show that we're, like I said, only 12 episodes in, we were having a difficult time finding holiday or themed shows. And so as we've gotten to know some of these promotions, we're seeing they are doing some themed episodes. Like, for example, now we've seen a lot of them are doing Christmas episodes and things of that nature. So when we get closer to the end of 2017, we may actually see some good episodes to choose from for Christmas and, you know, and Halloween maybe, and Thanksgiving and things of that nature. So we may, you know, maybe a Labor Day and Memorial Day, you know, things like that, red, white, and blue, and barbecue and hot dogs and apple pie and all that kind of good stuff. So that would be kind of exciting. And as we've gone along, we've been communicating with a lot of promotions, so maybe we might have a little bug in some promotions' ears to maybe think about doing that and writing some storylines when it comes to holiday or themed episodes.
Yeah. And I think this is probably your favorite category here.
Favorite commercials. Yes. And I chose MobRunPro.com from Fully Loaded Wrestling.
And I picked the pawn shop one from TCW, where they were selling that you could turning your world title to a pawn shop. I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah. Myself.
If you're needing some cash real fast, you can pawn it off. Pawn off your championship belt.
Oh yeah. And I think that this is probably my favorite category. Worst wrestler name. Yeah,
if worst wrestling isn't hard to say, wrestler name isn't hard to say by itself, this is why I chose Joseph Joe Brody from West Coast Championship Wrestling. It was just a mouthful, and this guy's character was just it was difficult to stomach.
I chose Super Beast from, I have it wrong here, but it was Best of the West Wrestling. Or the name Super Beast was from. So.
Yeah.
But,
And then, speaking of him and his tag team partner, I forgot to put this out. I was going to put this add this in, but I'm going to also give them a impromptu award of, are you guys a heel or a face? Because if you guys are a face or a heel, you're not supposed to be fist pumping the crowd. So the heel or face award's gonna go to Super Beast and his tag team partner.
Next category, the best looking female wrestler, and I went with Felony from Wrestlelicious.
Yeah, and
She
oh, and
go
yeah, go
ahead.
ahead. No, go ahead.
If she showed up to my house looking like that, I would call the cops. Then I would call her up to my room. She is super sexy, but
You'd call the cops to thanking them for delivering
well, maybe I call the cops after, so just in case she steals my stuff or something like that.
her? Yeah, and I forgot to put it in the show notes, but
All right.
mine is just because I just, of course, I love that Mickey James booty, so I'm gonna do a little cop out and just put Mickey James.
Let's see. We have best looking male wrestlers. I put pass,
Well,
but
it doesn't have to necessarily be looking, but kind of more of, is their character complete? Is it believable? Do they play it well? That kind of thing.
yeah, I meant to put something. I've seen if you caught that, but it was more of a joke.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick Rolls-Royce Isaacs.
Rolls-Royce Isaacs for, yeah.
From
I could see that. I've met him a few times. I've seen him multiple times here in Colorado with the Rocky Mountain Pro. But I wanted not to make it easy, and I wanted to pick somebody a little bit different. So I picked Bateman from Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. I love the character. It's different. His eyes freak me out with those contacts, but because it's just freaking me out, it just pops and it's memorable to me. So that was my pick.
Right. And we got most WWE ready wrestler, female. I went with Tony the Top Allegra from Wrestlelicious. She has the top, she has the goods. She's a more amazing one, but I think she's ready. Playing two different characters down there and doing just the way she was in the ring. When that match sheet, we did get to see her in. I think she's good and ready to go.
Yeah. And I picked Renee Michelle from GXW. I thought she just really did real well when she held her own when she was in the promotion. That was when she was wrestling Mickie James, right? I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, she just gave it to her and received from in that match. So I thought that was really good. So makes it show that if both opponents push each other, they can both look good. So.
Yeah. Most WWE ready male wrestler.
Yep, and this is our first unanimous pick that we both decided on the same person, and that is Royce Isaacs from Paragon Pro Wrestling.
Like I said, the guy has the goods. Good looking, good look, good wrestling styles, has some submission holds, has some impactful offense. I mean, he's ready. Last time I
Yeah.
heard, he had gotten a tryout, so hopefully that turns, hopefully that turns into something good for him.
Yeah. And and I'm not sure. I don't they don't really release a card for like this past Friday the 30th going to see Rocky Mountain Pro, so they don't release the card, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be seeing him or not, but we'll see.
Let them know we got an award for
Yes. And yeah, I'll present it to him.
him.
Yeah,
best commentary team. And I would like to change my pick, but it's too late because we just did this episode last week. And then ICW, but I picked TCW. I thought those dudes were hilarious. The heel guy was just healing it up so good, but not overpowering in the face, talking about cutting his hair bald like the other, like says his partner here. It just, I like more of the heel guy, the set of play by play guy, but right. I think they were pretty good.
Yeah, the color guy, yeah. And then I picked Paragon Pro Wrestling. Thought they were solid and, you know, very professional. And so I think that's kind of why I picked with that and stayed with that. If we just had to have total fun commentary team, I totally agree. Maybe we can just make an ad hoc award here, the most insane commentary team, and we know who that would award would go to.
The worst opening credits. I didn't get the pick in this category, but I don't see nothing wrong with your pick, so I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, I'm going to, yeah, GXW, the worst credits, because they splice theirs along with some lifted, this is a nice way to say, footage from TNA Impact Wrestling, so... Not necessarily good, in my opinion. When you just absolutely lift it, you can just absolutely tell that they lifted it instead of trying to clean it up, wash it a little bit, you know.
Use your own footage.
Yeah.
Or use all their footage you can. Especially when those wrestlers, we watched three episodes and only Mickie James was on any of those.
Yeah.
Oh no, watch two episodes of those, yeah.
Right. Yeah. You can, you know, you're not doing it live to a TV station, so you know, you can always film your episode and work on the post production and change your opening credits. So yeah, it's just my way I looked at it. So
yeah, or change your openings to the best opening credits. And we picked the same here.
Yeah, number two that we picked the same.
Paragon Pro Wrestling. Yeah. You knew it was wrestling. You knew it. To open it up in credits, you see people in the ring, the action and the suspense and all that good stuff there from Paragon Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
And
then to complete, you know, your opening credits, you have to have a great theme song and
boom. A great theme song.
Yeah, boom. They're coming up on their radar, Paragon Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, great theme song. Well, like the best. I heard that playing for a movie or a commercial advertising that, using that as their theme song. I think it was a movie or promoting some other show, but I thought about Paragon Pro Wrestling when I heard that hook.
Yeah.
And maybe... I didn't know you were into this until I started mentioning it, but the Basketball Hoop Award.
The coveted Basketball Hoop Award.
I think this should be, you know, a big award we give out, one of the bigger ones. And I changed it up a little since we only had one basketball, so.
Right. What we're going to do, I think, what we should do, sorry to interrupt you, is the Basketball Hoop Award may not necessarily include a basketball, but just more of something that just is like totally out of place in the episode.
Yeah.
So I kind of, for the inaugural one, I went ahead and just gave the Basketball Hoop Award to GXW for having a basketball hoop without your banner in it, especially when it's center right on your screen.
And I had to pick the arcade machine from Big West Wrestling. I was like, huh, there's only one basketball hoop, and this is just so out of place. It might as well just be a basketball hoop itself. So I went with that. Let's move over to the best website. Newer where we added just really recently to this. And we picked the same here.
Yep. Our friends with Fully Loaded Pro Wrestling.
Yep. Very good. They respond very quickly to any and every question we have had.
Criticism too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got on us for that for my
Well,
criticism of
no, I don't think they
the
necessarily got on us about it. We were very constructive in our criticism because we were
Yeah.
curious about what the things sticking on top of the ring posts were.
Yeah.
And they just said, hey, those are GoPro mounts. So, like I said, hey, you guys are listening, which I think I'm about 99% sure they're listening to us. So, hi, guys. We want to see some of that GoPro footage in upcoming episodes. So.
And in a new category we just added from this is the real Booker T, the Booker T I believe. Oh no, the regular Booker T. Tell me, I just didn't see that or
Or
match or.
watch that award, yeah. And that was going to be what we watched on our last episode, and that was the Insane Championship Wrestling. So, gonna give it to the whole episode, the whole promotion. Not so, in the future we can maybe give it to us just a outstanding spot or move or something like that. But I thought we would kind of have a little fun with it and give the Booker T Award to ICW.
I'm gonna give mine. I didn't know this category was up, but I want to give mine to. I think we did. Which one had Mickey James in it?
The GXW?
GXW. That backlot match. That commercial match or that match that we had with the cowboy guy and the masked steel tiger, Black Steel Panther.
Oh, in the bat, in the
Yeah,
the BS Tiger.
tell me I just didn't see that. If I'd known that, I still would have picked that one. I thought that match was just okay. Is this a music video? A match?
Yeah, with and Father Time
Father
singing and reffing
Hard thing
at
to
the
do,
same
singing a
time.
Before we got there's only two more categories to go through, and I don't think we see I just thought of the worst wrestler,
Okay, let's
the
go.
worst wrestler guy. I didn't get to type this one in, and it was going to go to the Holiday Spectacular, the guy that played Hulk Hogan. I forgot his name, but it has to go to Poo Jack. I don't know which character he's playing, Winnie the Pooh, but dressed as a New Jack dressed as Winnie the Pooh. Pooh Jack dresses. I'm hella confused by this character alone. I don't think
Right,
he has
and
any moveset. If you're gonna at least have your own gimmick, at least I can understand who you are doing that gimmick. But Winnie the Pooh and New Jack, I didn't get it. So I don't like his gimmick. I don't like pretty much nothing about him. So he gets my worst wrestler.
right, and especially with his tag team partner doing more of the New Jack moveset than he was.
Yeah.
So that was, yeah, that was kind of confusing too. So I don't unfortunately have any necessarily anybody that I can think of off the top of my head, but there was some. So we'll do it. We'll keep a running list, like you said, for next award season for what's on fight here.
And our worst slash hardest promotion to watch, something we probably would never watch again in these circumstances. And we picked the same, and that was Southern Fried Championship Wrestling. Just it didn't come on well. It didn't tell us who any of these people were. There's no commentary.
The audio was out of sync.
Oh.
The cameras were out of focus.
Yes.
I guess the best thing was, though, because it was the Thanksgiving episode, this did get every wrestler did get entered from the cafeteria. So, that's the one thing they had going for them.
The coolest name. It's just, yeah, very hard to run take them seriously with a name like that. And
Yeah,
then
well, this
to
was also the announcer that had the wrong card.
No, this had no
It
announcer.
wasn't. Oh, there was no announcer. Okay, sorry. I was thinking of a different one, but
that was the one with Mickey James.
Oh yeah, that's right. And then they brought in a relief announcer for the final final episode there.
But you got anything before we get into our best promotion of this show this year, this fight app?
No, no more ad hoc surprise awards that I can think of. So yeah, let's give the grand finale award the best promotion out.
We did this, but you would think it would be ROH, but it's unfair to me because I would give ROH every category on this. I'd have better reason to give them every award.
Yeah, it's hard to. I would say ROH, and even though they don't have any episodes because, of course, they're on TV, Impact Wrestling. I mean, TNA Wrestling. I mean, Impact Wrestling. So hopefully by the time we're hearing that, it is actually Impact Wrestling, because as we heard a couple episodes ago, that's one of my holiday wishes is for TNA to become Impact Wrestling, rebranded. So, yeah, so it's kind of hard to give because they have a little more promotion, more budget, you know, kind of more talent, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's unfair to do that to the other smaller promotions.
Oh, I got something before I get into this promotion. Sure. For the final award, I had done an award show, two award shows exactly, last year, the Luchat Awards. And the first one was just giving all awards to people who wrestled in Lucha Underground. It came out pretty good. Then I took Lucha Underground and I pit them against three other promotions. It was ROH, TNA, and NXT. Okay. And then the exact awards I gave for the Lucha Underground were best wrestler, best mask, best moveset. I picked guys from those other, from ROH, NXT, and TNA. Then I put those four, whoever won those four awards against each other. Who did I think was the biggest heel? Who did I think had the best mask? And eventually, when I totaled them all up, because whoever had the best in that category got 3 points, the second place got 2 points, third place one, and the last place zero. And then the opposite for when I did the worst mask got -3, -2, minus like that. And it came out to being super, super, super close. I think I came up with -1 point or +1 point for TNA. TNA was just horrible. Next was ROH in a decent, you know, third place. Second place was, NXT, very close to Lucha Underground, but it was a Lucha Award. So it had best mask and, you know, best Lucha spot. So it was already an award built around Lucha. So it's kind of unfair for a TNA, but that's how, when I do award shows comparing wrestling to other wrestling, because when you pick the best wrestler, there's 20 best wrestlers in WWE. Just pick the one best from that company to see if he's the best. And then is AJ Styles better than Prince Puma? Oh, people, you know, that's an argument. Are the Young Bucks the best tag team in the world? Yes. If there's 20 people from WWE, people might not know. If you pick one exact team to take on the Young Bucks actually have a chance, and the Young Bucks get mentioned, where I could pick every team in WWE, and that will push out the Young Bucks just by pure volume that the WWE has. And I like that way of doing award shows and not just picking, you know, who's the best champion. There's 30 champions in WWE. Just pick one and we'll go against Mil Muertes and see who's better out of those two.
Right.
So that's the way I like to do, because I watch a lot of wrestling. That's the way I like to do my award show. I mean, this show is a little chaotic and random. So we do it a little random, but just to note, you know, when you hear people just picking WWE guys, they're not into other wrestling, even though they might say, because Jay Lethal was a very good champion, but is he going to beat out Dolph Ziggler? Because Dolph Ziggler has a bigger name. I think he would if you really watch both promotions and see who did better with that title. So.
Yeah, if your voters, your panelists, etc., were very knowledgeable and smart, wrestling fans that were knowledgeable of, who they were voting on. I can definitely see that.
Yeah, New Japan was tearing it up, and they don't get no mentioning when AJ Styles was the champion. Is he a better champ than Cena? Or yeah. So at least let the guy, he might lose, but at least let him get a mention because he did a very fantastic job in the promotion. It's not his fault he's in a small promotion, or was in a small promotion, but did he grow that promotion any? Should he get at least a mention? Because we could fill up every category on this list just with WWE wrestlers.
And right.
That's not, I don't suffer who's good for the WWE, but at the same time, we could still do that, So, that's all I had to say about,
Right. Yeah. And this is ours. This is our lists of what we watched, of our 12 shows that we watched. So, so when we get to, this time next year, when we're looking at 52 shows to watch, to choose from, that's going to build us a good, voting pool for all these awards.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, just get out there, you listen to this podcast, you're into really good independent wrestling, just follow along and, that WWE has a lot of good things, but a lot of these promotions are, give them some spotlight, give them a mention,
Right.
Not just because you're in WWE doesn't mean nothing, especially when you're a guy like Cody Rhodes, who's my MVP. If I had to pick, Cody Rhodes is my favorite wrestler right now. One of my favorite independent wrestlers right now, because all the work he has done outside of the WWE, he's kicking ass out there. He's tearing it up on the independent scene. He's part of the Bullet Club now.
Yeah.
He didn't give up. He knew what he needed to do. He got released and started, TNA, ROH, New Japan. He's running through them all.
Right. And remember, a good majority of the people that are in WWE, for example, had to have come from somewhere.
Yeah.
So
trace their footsteps back. You might find some other guys that's just
right
a little bit better.
And that's the nice thing that I like about going to your local promotions if you've got some in your area. And I'm a big advocate that if you are a wrestling fan, it's inexpensive. It's fun, and you may be able to go, I knew him when, so that's kind of one of those things. And if you got good promotions, like both you and I both do in our areas, you're going to see some of these kind of knowledgeable names. Like, for example, Royce Isaacs, that is in a lot of promotions, gets around places, and other people that you may know, that you make friends with in the community. Like, for example, I will just give another example. For example, I just sent a picture to our GroupMe chat of before Rocky Mountain Pro changed their name. They used to be NRW. And I sent a group photo of a whole bunch of wrestlers in the ring. And Heavy Set was like, there's Royce Isaacs. So he even knows, for example, he's one of those guys that's, kind of known on Smart Wrestling Fans that we know.
And on this podcast, What's a Fight, we have not watched the same show yet. And we have a few shows looking forward to that we have not seen, not the same promotion. So, there's free wrestling shows on the Fight app. There are ones you could pay for, but the ones we try to cover are free for everyone to watch, and they're not that long. We're not covering a 3-hour show. as much as people think we're going to, we're not covering a 3-hour show. An hour is a good 2 hours, we're not going that long. These are independent promotions. They don't go that long as well, unless they're one of their bigger shows. So if you got 20 minutes to waste, sit back and catch a random show for free using the Fight app. You can get it on your tablet. You can get it on your cell phone. You can get it on your laptop. You can stream it all to your television, and you will be happy for it.
Yeah, exactly. Totally agree.
And so with that, all that being said, the best promotion, the biggest award we're going to give out for What's on Fight, the best promotion is, we picked the same.
Yep. I my criteria was when you collectively put it all together and sit down and watch an episode of this promotion, did it entertain you? Did everything collectively come together? Did the wrestlers do well? There wasn't anything that was horrible that just kind of made you, you know, raise your eyebrows or make you think secondly about watching this promotion. That was kind of the way that I looked at it. So
I looked at it as pretty much the same. The opening theme. Will I watch this show again? Are they giving me storylines, comical wrestlers? You know, what are they showing me that the mid card? Where are they showing me in the mid card? Because I'm more of a mid card wrestler fan. What are they doing in that area to get me to the main event? Because usually when the main event is there, I usually check out because I don't care about the main event because I'm a mid card fan of the mid card.
Yeah.
But
and this promotion, we're inching closer to say what it is. This promotion actually calls their wrestlers cast, like actors, actresses. So that I think that's a nice touch.
Maybe it's because they're in a certain area.
Yeah.
Maybe they're in
something that's familiar with actors and casting and Tinseltown, and that would be Hollywood. Championship wrestling from Hollywood.
Yep, our best promotion. I was going to pick the best commercial to go to that Christmas light thing that you stick in the ground and it flashes. But I was like, nah, I don't know. But I give them a little mention here that was one of the, I was going to pick them for that commercial. I did like it, but I don't think that commercial's year around though. Once season's over, were they going to have it later? So a pawn shop you're always going to need, and that commercial could play all year long. That's the edge that Christmas light commercial out. But they have some new commercials that are up that if I had to pick today, the new commercials would win 100%. It would win 100%. But yeah, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. I keep continuously watching this promotion. Watch every Sunday when there's not a WWE pay-per-view on. I get this show in and I enjoy it. One of my favorite. Nothing is easy to watch. Great storylines.
Yeah.
The American Kaiju, I was getting sick of his ass winning, and guess what? He lost. One of the shows I was watching. This guy wins too much for not going for titles. And this, give you some little bit more of the Championship Wrestling for Hollywood. They had the tag teams were going at it in this big time matchup, culminating at a random show. And the Percy Pringle Cup winner cashed in his title shot against the tag team champions. So he is now the singular tag team champion. I guess his manager was the other champion, but they didn't say how he's going to defend the belt or whatnot. But he cashed it on the tag team after they went through a big time brawl with their rivals. So I think that was a pretty cool touch. That's what probably threw it over for me to picking this promotion, because I watched at least another one of every promotion just to, you know, get more of the feel of the shows. And I'm a wrestling fan, so I like watching wrestling.
Yeah, and you know, and then their set, their arena, their set looks good. So, you know, kind of says, yeah, you can believe that they're with this, the venue that they're in is from Hollywood.
Yeah. Sunset flips on the Sunset Strip.
Exactly.
But what do you know we're going to be watching next on What's on Fight or covering?
So our next episode, we are going to be watching Wrestle Center. And that can be easily found on the Fight app because there's only the one that we see on there. So if you guys our listeners are watching along or even have any suggestions for what we should cover on What's on Fight next, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. So, but that's what we're going to watch next week. So if you're watching along, tweet at us at What's on Fight or send us an email at whatsonfight@gmail.com.
And if you're haven't gotten your fill of wrestling yet, we have tons and tons of cool wrestling shows to listen to on the Trending Topics Network, especially my show. It's called Lucha Chat, where I chat all about Lucha Underground, and I interview the Lucha Underground stars. What a concept, right? We have WrestleCast. I always mess up the catchphrase.
The podcast that has a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling.
And we get...
They should have me on the show because I can get their catchphrase down pretty well now.
Yeah. And for this podcast, European Uppercut, they should have me on because I gave them their catchphrase.
You gave them their catchphrase.
European Perspective of American Pro Wrestling. We have the Spanish Announce Table. And I don't know, Mr. Farfra. I don't know if you want me to talk about this next podcast that we mentioned. So I'm going to skip over this.
Would it be a pig? Something about a pigskin?
Yeah, it's ball. Easy. Yeah.
You can go ahead and say NFL easy picks. Or yeah, I can easily go ahead and say.
His team was eliminated from the playoffs, so... No, yep. Good luck for him.
Tough year for my Donkeys. I mean Broncos.
So I don't think he wants to hear any more bad news about his team. We're first place New England Patriots. We're tearing it up. That's okay.
Yeah.
And we get all other podcasts that don't speak about wrestling. We get a Squabble Box. Legends on Siren FM. Eurovision Showcase on Force FM, All Beers Inside, and so much more. But looks like I'm done giving out awards. But if you want to give me an award, you could find me simply, easily. I'm on Twitter. I am Finfish, SCU. Hit me up. We can chat about anything and everything dealing with wrestling.
Yep, and I am too, all out of awards in my box to hand out. But if you want to contact me, you can contact me on the Twitter machine or email, and that's Mr. All spelled out with a 4TH and row there at the end, so Mr. Fourth Row. And it's as simple as that.
All right, and... I guess we're going to fight into the new year.
Yeah, everybody, have a happy new year, a safe New Year's Eve. Be responsible. Don't want to hear about any trouble anybody got into or anything like that. That's always the responsible thing to do. So have a happy new year, a prosperous new year, and we will talk at you all next year, which is not too far away from the release of this episode.
And if you're coming to Vegas for New Year's, you can't stay at my house, but I'll let you sleep out in the garage or whatever you need. But just be safe, have fun, get an Uber, get a Lyft, get a taxi, get where you need to get to safely, and drink all you want.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're gonna change up the ending catchphrase just a little bit. So that's all the awards we have to hand out this year. So until our next episode, fight on.
All right.